fighting corruption takes time. And so talking about it and instituting measures immediately would not culminate in results that we would all want as a country. But then the fact is that we are not winning this war, and it means we need to strategize to ensure that we begin to make things forward. And we hope as these initiatives are being put in place, government and the public services, which is supposed to serve the public, will begin to do its work. And so if there is a paperless system in place, we as public servants should ensure that these systems run effectively so that those who acquire these services would not have any blockages to go out there and talk about them when they are serving. We should have fluid systems where people do not meet this hurdle and appreciate that the paperless and all those other initiatives are effective in promoting good governance and anti-corruption in Ghana.
Cote d'Ivoire and Senegal, we understand, have improved tremendously. What did they do differently that Ghana did not do?
We might not necessarily know what happened in Cote d'Ivoire, but the fact that they have continuously, there have been some incremental gains for these countries consistently over the past 2 years, it means they are doing things differently. And these gains are reflected. Cote d'Ivoire, for instance, is very serious with e-procurement and the e-system. And you would realize that civil society and public sector are doing all they can in the opening government and opening the spaces for communication within these years. Many of the states are serious with this because they know that these are where the leakages are coming from. Opening up the sector, ensuring that public servants are doing their work, ensuring that corruption and the little processes that hamper people who are doing business in this country are removed.
Madam Mariada said with the appointment of the special prosecutor, people found to have stolen public money should be quickly dealt with.